Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from a member of our Possibly team, Megan Tolikoff. Meg, do you want to explain?
Sure. I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but I go to school here in Providence. That means I usually have to take a flight to go back home. I was feeling guilty about that, and I wanted to figure out a way to offset the emissions I create by taking that trip.
So how will you offset your flights?
In order to decide, I needed to get a sense of how much I was actually emitting. So I teamed up with Grace Samaha, another Possibly reporter, to find out.
Hi, Grace.
Thanks for having us.
So how many greenhouse gases do you emit when you take a flight?
It turns out the answer can vary a lot. Jeff Overton, a senior policy fellow at the Environmental and Energy Study Institute, explained the factors that influence emissions to us.
The size of the aircraft, that's pretty important. The route of flight and the type of airplane, too. The more modern equipment is going to be more efficient.
And different flight calculators use different variables, like airport busyness or non-carbon dioxide warming effects.
So we tried a few calculators and just took an average.
Which left us with the estimate that her round trip between home and school creates about 500 kilograms of carbon dioxide equivalents.
Is that a lot?
Actually, yeah. It's about 1/10 of the driving emissions of an average American. And that's as much as the total yearly emissions of the average Kenyan.
I guess that didn't help with your guilt.
Not at all, and I also knew it wouldn't be easy to make a change big enough to offset that much carbon.
So how would you do it?
Well, Meg's lifestyle is already pretty efficient. She doesn't drive, her home is a tiny dorm room.
And since I live on a college campus, stuff like where I get my electricity from is out of my control.
There aren't that many ways she could majorly cut her emissions, except...
All right, tonight for dinner, I have been eating a piece of chicken in a mysterious brown sauce that's quite yummy.
She eats meat.
Okay, so changing your diet would save you some carbon. But just how much of a difference would that really make?
Well, livestock production creates a lot of emissions, about 15% of all the greenhouse gases people emit.
According to a study published in 2020, the average American would save about 140 kilograms of carbon dioxide equivalents by going vegan for just 1 month.
Huh. Changing your food choices actually does have the potential to make up for your flights. But how long would you have to be vegan to offset your travels?
Remember, my trip creates about 500 kilograms of CO2 equivalents, and veganism would save about 140 per month.
Which means she'd have to be vegan for about 4 months to offset a round trip between North Carolina and Rhode Island.
Wow, 4 whole months? Are you going to be able to skip meat, cheese, and milk for that long?
Even if I could, I probably wouldn't. But one thing I can do is give up red meat.
According to that same study, if she gave up red meat for 6 to 9 months, that would have about the same effect.
For me, skipping some burgers feels a lot easier than not eating chicken. But I do still feel a little surprised that my one trip creates so many emissions. It really will take changing my daily decisions to make up for it.
Well, keep us updated. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of The Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.